Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Right, you know how much I love talking about new music here on Radio City Talk, and this week is no exception because Editors have got a fantastic new album out, Violence, which is released on the 9th of March. So let's speak to one of the band now, Ed Lacey. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi there, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Great to have you on, and great to have Editors back, and back with a bang, may I say.
It feels that way. I mean, the reaction, especially to the new track we dropped a couple of weeks ago, Hallelujah, is, it's magnificent. It's a really punchy track, you know, it's got probably the biggest guitar riff we've ever included in a song, so that's definitely a talking point.
You are a band with a very distinctive sound as well, aren't you? Kind of as soon as you hear a song, you know that it's Editors, and this is, as you say, it's exactly the same.
Well, in terms of, I think Tom's really the point that everybody goes to on that. You know, he's got quite a distinctive voice, and he has done ever since we came out in 2005, you know. So he's like that, the constant. I think the music's changed and kind of swung from either sort of quite organic music to quite electronic as we've gone through the records, but this new record, I think we found that sweet point between sort of really industrial and electronic and really sort of using acoustic instruments as well, and I think people are really going to connect with that now.
It's your sixth album, and it comes alongside a number of other bands from the same kind of era as you release in new albums this year as well. I'm talking about the likes of Franz Ferdinand, who've got a good album in the charts at the moment. I was speaking to Embrace yesterday. They've got a new album out. Is there being a revival of these kind of acts with this kind of music, do you think?
I find it really strange talking like that because we haven't stopped. We've always progressed our careers in sort of different countries. Maybe for the UK it feels like we've been away for a while because the last couple of the records haven't necessarily connected, and it feels like maybe we're coming back again, but you know, we've worked as hard as ever over those last few years, sort of touring Europe and sort of making our profile bigger over there, and so it doesn't seem like that to me, but I see what you mean. I see the point. I mean, Franz Ferdinand coming back is great, you know, because it feels like we've hit another moment where guitar music is sort of back in mainstream radio as well, which is always helpful.
It certainly is. So tell us a little bit about the album in general then, how you were influenced for it.
Well, we started writing about a year and a half ago, so at the end of our summer festivals in 2016, we went into the studio in Oxford, and we just sort of were just playing around with stuff, and we set up a nice little room in just out on the outskirts of Oxford on a sort of farmyard in like an old cow shed, basically, and just created our own little space that we could work in fairly leisurely because we've all got families and we all wanted to go home at the weekends and spend time with that. But sort of basically Monday to Friday, like a working week, we set aside to sort of try and create the record. And it developed from there, and we thought we'd initially do it all again ourselves as we did the last record, but it came a point at about Christmas time, we thought maybe we need somebody else just to kind of come in and bring a fresh spin on things. So we sent it to a guy called Ben Power, who is a DJ called Blank Mass, who writes really aggressive music, sort of electronic music. And we basically said, do what you like with it, send it back and we'll see if we like it. And the elements of those that we really loved, and it kind of transformed the way we worked. Then we wanted to pull it all together as a band at the end, you know, rather than it feeling like a remix. And we got into a proper studio with a more traditional producer called Leo Abrahams, who's worked with Florence and the Machine and people like that, just to bring out the more of the band element to try and get the balance that we were seeking.
I can tell that you're really excited about that, and that's great to hear, because when a band are excited about an album, you know it's going to be really good.
Well, I think we're all of the same species, that we're always excited about the current project. But yeah, I think we all feel enthused. I feel the last couple of weeks in rehearsals, when things really brought, you know, come together and playing the new songs live among the old songs, it feels right. It feels like they're fitting in, but they're kind of growing the set into a more mature and exciting place to be. So the live shows are coming up. You know, we're starting off in Birmingham on Sunday, and that's the first show of this new record. And, you know, we are chomping at the bit, really.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Ed Lay from The Editors about their brand new album, Violence. You mentioned the tour there, and you're going to some great places all across Europe, and Manchester's the closest you come to us here in Liverpool. What place is it you look forward to going to the most?
Blimey. Usually sort of festivals and things that we've never done before. There's so many sort of new boutique-y ones cropping up all over the place, and you know, the old behemoth festivals aren't necessarily doing as well. Like V folded last year, didn't it? I know it's sort of being rebranded this year, and they're going sort of through two transitional periods. But people love going to festivals. They love experience something new and a little bit different with a unique point. Maybe it's where, you know, where the festival is, if it's in a beautiful area or something. So I like going and doing that sort of thing. But this weekend we're playing three venues that we've never done before. So we're doing the Birmingham Town Hall, we're doing Manchester Cathedral, and we're doing the Clapham Grand, I think it's called, in London. And we've never been to these venues at all. I've never even set foot in Birmingham Town Hall. So to be going such a long time, but still to go back to cities that we've played, you know, tens of times before, to play somewhere new, that's something pretty special.
And if I look on your Wikipedia, band formed in 2002, first album out in 2005, The Backroom, which I still enjoy listening to now. It's fantastic. What's it like touring now compared to when you had that debut album out?
It's just a bit more tiring. You know, we haven't got the exuberance of youth anymore on our side, unfortunately. It's great, though. I still get just as much, probably more, actually, from touring now, because it's a real chance to go and explore some culture and just have a look around cities and look at them in a different way to maybe I did when I was a teenager. And it's going pretty well. We're incredibly lucky to go and do so. You know, I'll never stop feeling that pleasure when I walk off the bus and think, right, I've got a couple of hours to spare. Let's go and have an explore.
Have you had to cut down on some of the stage moves though?
Well, Tom has. Yeah, basically our last gig in Belgium last year, he kind of had a bit of a tumble off his piano because he was going for one of his, I think he was out of his mind. He was enjoying it and climbed onto his piano and stacked it and almost broke his arm. So I think something like that's not going to happen anymore. We're not as young as we were, and we do need to tone it in a little bit.
What's your reaction on stage when something like that happens and you catch it out the corner of your eye?
Yeah, I saw that one happen pretty solidly, actually. I could tell immediately there was something wrong. I've carried on playing, though, consummate professional. I was sort of making eyes at our tour manager at the side of the stage saying, get somebody ready to get him off quick, you know.
Fantastic. I shouldn't laugh. These incidents do happen.
It's one of those situations, if you don't laugh, it would be a bit more serious, but yeah. He was okay in the end. He was there.
Excellent. And I just want to finish on saying you're playing Hyde Park this summer, aren't you? You're supporting The Cure. Now, I went to Hyde Park last year to see The Killers, and they were supported by Elbow and Tears for Fears. It is such an amazing event to play, and you must be thrilled to be on the bill.
Thrilled to be playing amongst such great acts. I mean, not just The Cure. I mean, we're delighted to be asked personally by them to come onto it. It's something we couldn't refuse, but to play alongside people that we have admired for years, like Slowdive, like Goldfrapp, like Interpol. It's going to be a magnificent day. We've had nothing but positive comments about it, and people are looking forward to it. Everybody's trying to get tickets, and it's like, it's not our gig, guys. We can't give away any tickets. Just people that are lucky enough to get them. I think it's The Cure's only UK date of the year. It's pretty remarkable. So to do that is... it's total honour. It's going to be a great night.
What's your reaction when a band rings up and says, will you play with us? And it is someone like The Cure.
We've never played with them before. I've never actually seen them. So we jumped at the chance, absolutely. It would be, as I say, it's an honour to be asked. I think the bill that they put together is totally up my street, and a lot of my friends are just aghast at it, really. They're just so excited for that day.
Fantastic stuff. Ed, it's been absolutely great to speak to you. As I say, this new album is out now and it's fantastic. It's called, out on the 9th, I should say, out, it's called Violence. If you haven't checked out the new single Magazine off it, do so, because it's definitely worth listening to, and hopefully it'll point you in the way of buying the album as well. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Rock, sport and talk.
Full Time with Matt Jones.
This is Radio City Talk.